In the studios right now here at KASU, we're talking to Richard Carville, who's going to tell us about the Jonesboro's Community Thanksgiving Meal that's coming up on Thursday on Thanksgiving. And Richard, thanks for joining us. It's so good to have you in the studios this morning. Well,
good morning, Jonathan. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Now, I know that every year several churches come together to put this on and make this happen. Kind of tell us about this Thanksgiving meal that's coming up.
Well, you know, Thanksgiving is a family holiday. It's a time when families come together to celebrate and to give thanks for the things that they have. Sometimes folks don't have a family to go to, and that's what the churches of Jonesboro try to do with this meal every year. It's become an annual event for some 15 or so years. Many churches in Jonesboro have come together to put on this free community Thanksgiving meal at St. Bernard's Auditorium on Thursday. We'll be serving from 11 to 1 p.m., 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll have the traditional Thanksgiving meal. We'll have turkey and dressing and cranberry sauce and green beans and sweet potatoes. And we expect to serve about 1,200 people. Last year, we were just a little under that number, and we expect that we'll be serving in the auditorium and delivering meals on that day within the city limits of Jonesboro. So not only are we trying to reach what we say, Jonathan, is we try to reach the hungry, the homeless, and the lonely. Folks who don't have a place to go on Thanksgiving. We invite the international students at Arkansas State University to come and have Thanksgiving dinner with us. And many of them do. And, of course, we try to touch the local community through the Salvation Army and through the Hispanic Center and things like that. And folks show up. And, boy, we need a lot of volunteers.
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, we were talking about that, you know, obviously this doesn't just happen. You have so many people who work together with you to be able to put this on, to put this free event on, and volunteers are a crucial part of making this happen.
We've got a core of men and women who work on this project every year.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't do it without volunteers. So if you're sitting out there and you want to start a family tradition in your family, because, Jonathan, we have families who come back year after year after year, and they bring their kids with them, and they help in the auditorium. They help serve. They help prepare meals to take out. Some of them will deliver meals. But there are lots of things that need to be done. And so if your listeners would like to volunteer, all they have to do is show up.
And you'll put them to work.
And we will put them to work, yeah. We ask the volunteers to come to the auditorium between 8:30 and 9 o'clock on Thanksgiving morning. And there will be things for them to do before we start actually serving to the homeless and the hungry and the lonely at 11 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day. So, you know, I've received several telephone calls from folks the last couple of weeks. You know, they'll say, gee, I've got a 10-year-old and a teenager. Would it be all right if I bring them with me? And the answer, of course, is definitely, because it's a family event. And I see families who come back year after year after year, and it's amazing to see how their kids grow, you know.
Absolutely. Now, so volunteers are needed. Donations can also be accepted as well. And, you know, I know y'all are taking carry-out orders as well. People can go ahead and call. If people want more information about this coming up, once again, Thursday, November 24th, the St. Bernard's Auditorium, that's going on from 11 to 1. It's the Thanksgiving meal. What do people need to do if they would like more information?
Well, if they want more information, they can call in Jonesboro 932-7479 up until noon on tomorrow. But that's the number to order takeout or to volunteer.